A global leading AI company that is working with the likes of Disney, EA, Porsche, Netflix, and HBO is getting into crypto.
This is one of those special episodes where we put you onto a project early before anybody else. Exclusive for our community only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks. Use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all of the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be talking about a global leading AI company, a company that is already working with the likes of Disney, HBO, Netflix, and Porsche, and now they're getting into crypto.
This company has 10 years of experience in Web2, working with brand names that everybody can recognize. Disney, HBO, and Netflix are already using their technology. The fact that they are now stepping into Web3 and giving us an opportunity to gain early stage access is paramount. And I'm excited about this one because they're operating in a market that is currently sitting at $31 billion, is set to explode to $632 billion over the next 5 to 10 years. That is massive growth. And when you look at exactly what they're doing, this is mind-blowing stuff.
Yeah, 100%. Now, before we get into this, I just want to remind you guys, this is not financial advice. There's no guarantees in investing. Sometimes pre-sales and private sales, they don't work out, but sometimes they really do. We personally like this one. We've talked about this on our show before, but you need to do your own research because there's nothing guaranteed in investing. Now, so the project we're talking about today is called Antix. Now, if you've been following our social channels for the better part of the last year, you've probably heard of Antix already. We've been talking about this one for over 6 months. When this came across our plate, it was unquestionably one of the leading AI companies in the world working in the areas of AI digital twins and AI agents. Now, Antix is actually a real company that, if you've watched the show Game of Thrones, they produced the digital AI avatars that are in the episodes. Right. They produced some of the AI digital twins that are used in games like FIFA, and they're working with names like Netflix and Porsche and all these things, so you know they're legit. And why we like Antix is because, look, the token hasn't launched yet. It's an early stage opportunity. As I already mentioned, this isn't financial advice, but sometimes these early stage opportunities can work out pretty well. You have to do your own research. But when you look at how legit Antix is, this is one that we can't ignore.
Go to their Instagram right now and look at the quality of these AI digital humans. They're almost indistinguishable from real people. Like, it is absolutely mind-blowing. And I think it goes to speak to the technology and the development that they've been putting into place over the last 10 years. What they're building is going to play a crucial role in the creation, customization, and optimization of these AI avatars, and the token plays such a crucial role in it because you're going to need the token to make these adjustments, to make the creations, all these things. So the fact that the token is actually needed for, you know, the companies that are tapping into this is absolutely crucial. And it has a built-in burn mechanism of the token, making it deflationary as well.
All right, so now you know what Antix does, but what have they been up to lately? So they've got some insane recognition lately. So from a competition with over 150,000 startups, Antix placed second in the trending machine learn-ups startups category from Hacker Noon. They placed third in the trending generative AI startups category. We're talking about 150,000 startups. They came second and third. That's insane. So we've already seen the big names globally they've worked with. Now we've seen these amazing awards. You're starting to see that, look, Antix is not like your everyday project. We've seen their community grow to over 5,000 active Antix holders, and this token hasn't even launched yet, right? Then we see some of the use cases that the Antix AI agent and digital twin is starting to work with. So they've done a partnership with a company called BioTwin to predict cancer risks, analyze biomarkers, and build human-like AI doctor interactions. That's where this AI digital twin technology, you're starting to see real use cases, AI digital doctors. And if you've been following us for a while, you know we're big on decentralized science. So to see Antix start to move into their real-world use cases in the science world, this is another huge tick box for us.
So those are some pretty big moves that Antix has been making over the past few months. The last big move I want to mention is they've just added a new advisor. So this is the co-founder of Aether. And he took Aether from a $0 market cap to over $3 billion fully diluted, raising over $130 million for that project. Mm-hmm. Aether is a really special, unique project that exists. And the fact that they now have this individual now working with Antix, I think says a lot. This is really good guidance, in my opinion. Mm.
So now we've seen Antix has been making big moves lately. And what does the future hold for Antix? They've got a lot of interesting things happening in their roadmap in their buildup to TGE. So the Antix beta, the actual platform, is going live in Q2 of this year, which means users will be able to create AI digital twins in minutes, automate videos from text, and monetize identities on chain. The use cases for this is literally endless. And I think this is where the world, not just the crypto world, but the entire world, will open up to just how revolutionary the Antix technology can be. And then when you talk about more specific use cases, well, they just did this pilot program in the MENA region for AI tour guides. Now, if you've done a lot of traveling, you know that language barriers, cultural insights, all these things with traveler behavior is tough. Well, AI can solve this in real time. And this is another thing that Antix is doing.
So not only is the Antix token so crucial in developing, creating, and you know, rendering these AI digital avatars, but there's one more thing that makes this so beneficial. And that is that token holders will also receive deepfake protection and identity authentication. They get blockchain verifiable avatars, and it's all done through this thing known as the AIGE tech. And this AIGE tech slashes video avatar production from $400,000 per minute to $2 a minute. Man, that is going to attract some serious capital, in my opinion.
All right, so we've covered why we think Antix is going to be one of the globally leading AI projects, both outside of crypto and in crypto. And then you look at just the macro timing, right? So what we've seen recently is the OCC, the USA announcement, where banks can buy, sell, custody, trade, report, and service crypto. That means, like we've been talking about for months now, that a massive amount of institutional capital is about to inflow into crypto. And what do institutions want to be positioned for? They want to be positioned in the AI sector specifically because, as we know, this is the next global super trend. So we see macro tailwinds in the crypto sector. We see macro tailwinds in the AI sector. We see Antix working with some of the biggest names in the world, both outside and inside crypto. We see their beta about to launch. We see them doing all these amazing things where the people are actually going to get access to the technology that Antix has been building for years. And as always, we are putting you onto this one early, before basically anyone knows about it, before it even launches. And I have to remind you, this is not financial advice. There is no guarantees in investing. These crypto private sales, these crypto pre-sales, sometimes they go very, very well. Sometimes they don't go very well. We just have to be very honest with you. But this one looks extremely exciting. We're personally going to be getting around this one. And if you want to find out more information and how to get involved, there is a link in the description.
Yeah, for a 5% bonus. Pretty juicy to me. Look, if you guys like this episode, if you like finding out about projects before they launch, let us know in the comments, smash the like button, and then tune into the next episode.
Because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.